Good morning. These are the Gateway Virginia headlines for February 22, 2007. The headlines are a project between Media General Newspapers in Virginia and the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. You can visit us online at gatewayva.com. Albemarle County Police are redoubling their efforts to find a 17-year-old high school student who has been missing for a week. Eric Gordon Murphy was last seen at his home on Avon Street Extended on February 13th. The Daily Progress reports police will search a pond near his apartment complex tomorrow. One of three men who invaded a Lynchburg home last June has been found guilty of murder. The News Advance reports a jury has recommended Garlon Deshaun Cabler serve a life sentence plus 168 years for beating a couple and holding a gun to their two-week-old child's head. The man was then killed. The two other attackers will go to trial in the case later this spring. A sergeant in the Virginia National Guard has pled guilty to using his position to steal $120,000. The Times-Dispatch reports Sergeant Jerry Crockett could face up to 32 years in prison for bank fraud and aggravated identity theft. Crockett served as a recruiter's aide and was using databases to get financial information from recruits. Lynchburg may soon get help from the state in paying for a project to help clean up the city's sewers. The House of Delegates has voted to approve up to $2.5 million a year to fund a $300 million cleanup. The News Advance reports the city is under a federal mandate to fix its sewers, which pour raw sewage into the James River every time a heavy rain comes through. The Senate is expected to vote on the measure today. And finally, a bill to regulate the payday loan industry in Virginia has passed the Senate and is on its way to Governor Tim Kaine's desk. But the bill does not include a cap on interest rates. Stores can currently charge up to 391% annual interest on a two-week loan. Instead, this bill will create a database of all payday loans and will prohibit stores from making loans to customers who have already have three of them. Governor Kaine says he wants to see a rate cap, so there's a chance he may not sign the bill. And these have been the Gateway Virginia headlines for February 22, 2007. To find out more on these stories, visit gatewayva.com. They're produced in the studios of the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at SevoPodcast.com. Check out all we have to offer on SevoPodcast.com by going to, you guessed it, SevoPodcast.com. You can also see our preview of Live Art's The Violet Hour, playing from February 23rd to March 17th. You can listen to a four-minute preview on our site. Thanks a lot. We'll be back tomorrow with another look at the news. I'm Sean Tubbs. Thanks for listening.